Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today, we're going to offer some traveling tips and list all of our upcoming Extension events, like the Cow-Calf School, planned for February 19th. But first, K-State University health expert says that hope will be one of the most valuable tools we have for navigating holiday stress and keeping the happy in the happy holidays. Hope helps people build resiliency and even develops resistance to future adversity. All of us experience stress, worry, and unexpected challenges. Yet hope helps us to take a step back, reflect, and reframe what's happening. Research supports this idea. Reflection and reframing are key to learning, growing, and ultimately becoming more resilient. KSE notes that stressful situations pop out through our lives, and during the holiday seasons, those moments may be magnified. No one wants a stressful family get-together, especially over the holiday season. Here are five steps families can take to use to manage stress during holiday get-togethers. Take a second. Pause and recognize your own feelings before reacting. Identify the source. Understanding what's causing the stress helps the family find solutions. Lean on your support system. Friends, relatives, and trusted people can help reduce feeling of isolation. Do some damage control. Check on those most affected. Then talk to other family members about how they're feeling. And lastly, care for yourself. Get sleep, drink water, eat well, and seek professional help if the situation calls for it. K-State Extension knows families may not feel happy all year long, but we can strengthen resiliency through what we learn from life stressors. And heading into the upcoming holiday season, I encourage families to focus on being constructive, remembering that thoughtful conversations today can build stronger relationships and communities well into the future. For our holiday travel, the calendar says the first day of winter is December 21st, but we all know you shouldn't get locked in to just that date. Weather conditions in Kansas can change rapidly. We can have a cold front come through that drops temperatures 50 degrees Fahrenheit in just a couple of hours, or we can go from clear skies to heavy snow very quickly. We can't do anything about the weather, but we can be prepared to withstand the brutal conditions and keep everyone safe. The first thing that comes to mind for winter weather safety is the cold, which brings different dangers, just as heat does in the summer. Our bodies just aren't prepared to take cold for a long period of time. The cold can quickly leave negative effects, especially when we factor in the wind. Remember to dress in layers and wear a stocking cap and mittens anytime you might face outdoor temperatures. Frostbite and hypothermia can happen very quickly. In travel safety, the state of Kansas regularly updates road conditions on their website, and Kansas State Extension encourages those planning travel to check that forecast along the path they will drive, including the road conditions. Keep an emergency kit in the car in case a vehicle gets stalled while traveling. In addition to warm clothes, gather these items: a snow brush or ice scraper, jumper cables, blankets, cell phone charger, snack foods, water or other liquids such as electrolyte drinks, and a flashlight. During winter driving conditions, make sure you leave extra distance between you and the vehicles in front of you. And KSE reminds that drivers are required by state law to scrape frost and snow off their vehicle before driving. In my Extension news, plan now to attend this winter's McPherson County Annual Cow-Calf School, February 19th at the 4-H Building here in McPherson. You will not want to miss this year's program and the Kansas City Steak Supper. More details will follow, but remember to RSVP here at the Extension office for our annual Cow-Calf School. Our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, December 10th, starting at 6:30 at the McPherson County 4-H Building, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make cookie boxes. This class is always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.